أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن ثمرات النخيل والأعناب تتخذون منه سكرا ورزقا حسنا إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يعقلون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 67 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues to speak about Allah's mercies, Allah's ni'mats and favors that Allah had favored insan with. The one that Allah spoke about was that of water, a great ni'mat of Allah that Allah Ta'ala sends down from the clouds. The second that Allah Rabbul Izzat spoke about was the ni'mat of milk that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept within these animals like the cows, the camels, etc. And we see the mode of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's manufacturing, delivering all to be different. Now in this ayat Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمِن ثَمَرَاتِ النَّخِيلِ وَالْأَعْنَابِ, and of the fruits of the dates and that of the grapes, تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْهُ سَكَرًا, you make from them sakar. One meaning will be intoxicants, in other words things that will intoxicate you, bearing in mind that these verses are revealed to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah Mukarramah before the Hijrah. So at that time there was no revelation from Allah that made intoxicants haram. That came later after the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this was something that continued amongst the people. But then Allah says, وَرِزْقًا hasana, and you also made good, excellent provisions out of it. In other words, you ate these dates, you also used the fruit, you also used the juice from the dates, you use the grapes, you also use the juice from the grapes, and of course you used it as intoxicants also. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Inna fi dhalika la ayatan liqawmin ya'qilun, certainly in that is a very great sign for those who have intelligence. There were those in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even before the advent of Islam, at the time of paganism, at the time of idolatry, before this message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there were those that abstained, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and others, from intoxicants, because they had that intellect and they had understood it is something that is vile, it is something that is not dignified, and hence they abstained. Now when we look at these verses, and then we look at the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about honey. And in exactly that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His ni'mats upon us. But the greater ni'mat of all of this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a ni'mat of Jannah, and the ni'mah of the drinks of Jannah, فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِمَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ, that in Jannah are those rivers of water. Of course, what will happen is it will never change in its texture, etc. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ, and then there will be these rivers of milk that will flow, the taste of which will never change. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ خَمْرِ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ, and also there are those rivers of the wines of Jannah that will be delightful for those who drink. And then وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى, and then the rivers of honey that will be pure. So there Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the ultimate ni'mat, but in this world Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala kept these ni'mats in different forms, in different shapes, and in different ways of delivery. That one is the rain that comes down, one is the milk that is in the cow, the third is the juice what that one will derive from dates and also grapes, that you will have to make that effort. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually speaks about the honey, that the bee does all the manufacturing, and in this way admire this great kudrat of Allah and become appreciative to Allah for the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala delivered these boons and favors to us. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.